Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Hundreds of immigration detainees will remain behind bars after Australia's highest court decided against extending a landmark ruling. A bisexual Iranian man known as ASF17 failed in his bid for freedom after taking his case to the High Court. The judgment comes after a High Court decision in November that it was illegal to detain someone if there was no real prospect of deportation. Ahead of the latest judgment being handed down, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the federal government needs to have the capacity to deport people who have no right to stay in Australia.
Well, people who have no right to stay in Australia, they've exhausted their legal processes, they've been found not to have any right to stay here, shouldn't you be just allowed to self-nominate in staying here?
At least 10,000 pro-Palestinian protesters who are against Israel's participation in Eurovision have gathered in Sweden's city Malmö as Israel advanced to the grand final of the song contest. Israeli representative Eden Golan made it through to the grand final with her song Hurricane, alongside nine other countries, including Switzerland and the Netherlands. This protester told SBS why she joined the protest.
I think I'm very disappointed as Israel is here. I think this things must be different. Just to stop this. Also for the person, the artist is coming. It's not so fun for her. Only sing and then everyone is despite her.
Police say the protests were largely calm. Nine people were taken into custody and one person was arrested on suspicion of a serious crime under the Knife Act. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the federal government has clarified its position on Israel's plan for a ground incursion in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. It comes amid growing calls for the government to follow the example of the US and suspend weapons deals with Israel. US President Joe Biden has warned the US would not provide weapons for a full-scale ground assault in Rafah, where hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians are trapped with no safe way to leave. Mr. Albanese says Australia continues to be in favour of a two-state solution, which refers to the goal of creating a Palestinian state separate from the State of Israel.
My government's position is very clear, and it's been a long-standing position of the Australian government to support a two-state solution. The right of Israel to exist within secure borders, the right of Israelis to go about their lives in safety and security with prosperity, but also the fundamental right of Palestinians to have safety, security and prosperity as well.
Tuvalu's Foreign Minister Paulsen Panapa says a bilateral agreement between Tuvalu and Australia is in the best interests of his nation. Under the Falapelli Union Treaty, Australia will strengthen Tuvalu's coastal defences and resettle 280 citizens from Tuvalu annually who are facing the threat of rising seas from climate change. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has announced a $110 million funding package for the country. Tuvalu's Foreign Minister says the financial support provided by Australia is important for his nation's further development.
As we look to the future, we seek Australia's continued support in areas of mutual concern, such as climate change, security, peace, democracy, and sustainable development. These shared values underscores the essence of our partnership and are pivotal for securing a sustainable and prosperous future for our people and the broader Pacific community.
International students hoping to study at an Australian university now need to have nearly $30,000 in savings to be approved for a visa. The new restrictions come after a record low in student visa approval rates as the government seeks to restrict migration. The Department of Home Affairs says the change aims to ensure students coming to Australia to study can afford to support themselves and will not face an increased risk of exploitation. It's the second increase in the savings minimum in the last year. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan.